Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Mike Stewart. Mike's a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Close More Sales, one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet. And he and his company, Mike Stewart Seminars, works tirelessly with folks like you and me to help us get the most out of whatever we have out there in front of us when we call on customers. Mike Stewart, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be back with you.
Good
here
to have
and
you.
Your audience.
Good to have you back, as always. You know, Mike, in the first segment, you're out there talking to people all the time, got your finger to the pulse of the economy and your ear to the ground especially with a lot of small business owners. And one of the things that, we're all facing is the economy is just kind of chugging along at a very slow pace. It's just kind of lugging along, maybe I should say lumbering along.
Yep.
Because first half of 2011, we had less than 1% growth in the first half.
Right.
That's dangerously slow, isn't it?
It's very bad.
How do we maximize whatever's in front of us? How do we make sure that we get our share, maybe a little bit more than our share?
Well, you know, it's tried but true. It's by working hard and working smart. And people have such a malaise, Jim, and they're so discouraged. And, we do see some good signs. And you and I were talking before we went on the air about big corporations. And we're seeing some mid-sized corporations, I guess. They're not the majors. We work with several of them. And, you know, they've laid off. One of our primary clients has laid off, several hundred people in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And why? I don't know. But we've got several smaller clients who would probably classify as large small businesses who are hiring.
They're probably hiring those good people.
They're hiring salespeople.
Yeah.
And which is, that's the area of our expertise. And so often the salespeople can be the barometer for the rest of the company. We see that because employees today need enthusiasm. They need a sense, and I'm not talking about false enthusiasm. I'm talking about genuine, mm-hmm. genuine good feeling about who they are and where they are and what their future looks like. And, pre-going on the air, we talked for just a minute. How do you go about doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's very clearly it's the owner of the business who's got to take the lead. And they've got to take the lead by creating a culture of competence. To me, that in large measure revolves around sales, because nothing is as inspirational to the regular employees, other employees, we're all regular employees, but to the employees who are not in sales, but the people with the boots on the ground, the people in marketing, the people in production, the people in maintenance, the people in administration, all those people, then to see some fire in the belly and see some positive things happen. And, when the sales force is fired up and they're producing,
mm-hmm.
they can be a bellwether for the rest of the company.
It ripples through the whole culture, doesn't it?
It really does. And, it can come from, I guess it can come from most anywhere. But, of course, we focus on sales, and we see the impact that a strong sales effort can have throughout the company. And that leadership's got to come. That leadership's got to come from somewhere.
Right. Well, I agree with you, Mike. And the thing we have to remember is that somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now.
Exactly.
That you sell. It might as well be you. And if we're going to grow our businesses, and it's kind of hard to talk about growth when the economy is languishing, but Mike, if we're going to grow our, if we're going to stay, you know, I'm planning on being in business a year from now, aren't you? That means I got to sell something. And if we're going to do that, you know, it's going to take some skill, but it's going to take a lot more looking inside of ourselves and coming to terms with who we are, what we want, and literally going out there and making it happen. It's going to take more emotional fortitude right now, maybe, than skill. What do you think?
Yes, I do. You know, we can always improve skills, but the main thing is to be in the right place
at the right time. You can't use those skills if you're not in front of a customer. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Mike Stewart. We're going to talk about what does it take to get in front of a customer these days after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.